Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. As part of Apple's week of product announcements earlier this month, many were hoping to see an update to Apple's cheapest iPad. However, the week came and went with no update to that product category. But now Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has an update, and he says the product is still on track to launch relatively soon. Gurman says that since last year, Apple has been on track to launch a refreshed version of the entry-level iPad in the first half of 2026. It's scheduled for a release during the iOS 26.4 timeframe, which runs until May. iOS 26.4 is expected to be released as soon as this week, but what Gurman is saying is that this base model iPad update will come out in between the release of iOS 26.4 and iOS 26.5. So basically any time between now and May. The only real change we're expecting with this update to the base model iPad is better performance, going from the A16 chip to the A18 chip. This will also come with more RAM, going to 8 GB, and support for Apple Intelligence. Next up today, 2 months ago, Sebastian DeWith, the co-founder of the popular pro photography app Howlide, announced that he was joining Apple's design team. It turns out the move came after Apple initially expressed interest in buying Lux Optics, the app development studio behind Howlide. Apple reportedly wants to bring more pro camera features to its software as part of the iPhone 18 Pro this year to coincide with significant hardware improvements to that camera, like the first-ever variable aperture. To add more pro camera features to the stock iPhone camera app, Apple reportedly held talks to acquire Lux Optics last summer. The information says that talks between Apple and the company ended in September when the two co-founders of Lux agreed that future updates to Howlide could increase the company's value. Ultimately, Apple is still planning to add more pro-level features to the camera app as soon as this fall with the iPhone 18 Pro, and it seems like a good bet that one thing Sebastian DeWith will focus on as part of Apple's design team is how to visually implement those new features into the camera app. However, public knowledge of Apple's interest in acquiring Lux Optics surfaced because of a new lawsuit filed against DeWith by his co-founder partner, Ben Sandofsky. Sandofsky began investigating his co-founder over alleged misuse of company funds before placing him on leave in December. The lawsuit states that DeWith was fired by Lux also in December. It alleges that DeWith has confidential materials related to Lux's future product development and the Apple Design Award won by the company. DeWith's representatives say the lawsuit is meritless, and they deny that he used, transferred, or disclosed any Lux intellectual property as part of his new job at Apple. The outcome from this lawsuit remains to be seen, but either way, it sounds like we should expect big changes to the iPhone camera later this year. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Spring is when a lot of us clean up our Macs. We delete old files, reorganize folders, but before you start deleting things, you should always ask yourself if you have a full backup. On a Mac, iCloud mostly syncs your files across devices, and Time Machine protects you locally with an external drive. Backblaze adds automatic offsite protection. You install it once and it runs in the background, backing up your Mac with version history and even support for connected external drives. So if you ever need to recover something you deleted or restore after a hardware failure, Backblaze lets you do it. Start your free trial today at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use code 9to5daily for 20% off. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, according to new data from the cellular network tracking company Ookla, the iPhone Air is about twice as popular as the iPhone 16 Plus in the comparable launch period for the iPhone 17 and the year-ago iPhone 16 lineup. As a refresher, the iPhone 16 lineup included the base iPhone 16, the iPhone 16 Plus, and the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max. The iPhone 17 lineup includes the base iPhone 17, the iPhone Air, then the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max. So the Air has largely replaced Plus model as that mid-tier iPhone in the lineup. So while the Air is seemingly the least popular model of the iPhone 17 generation, Apple will still consider it a relative success since it's selling better than the outgoing Plus model. It's also more expensive than that phone. Ookla's data is crowdsourced from cellular network data, including analytics gathered from real-world usage of the speed test app on iPhones. For the iPhone 16 Plus, the device comprised less than 3% of usage during the iPhone 16 launch window in late 2024. The iPhone Air, meanwhile, accounts for 6.8% of usage. Ultimately, these are positive numbers and potentially good news for the future of the iPhone Air. Apple has attempted to establish a differentiated fourth model of the iPhone for a while, experimenting with both the iPhone Mini and the iPhone Plus form factors. Ultimately, those models underperformed in the broader market. In contrast, the iPhone Air does seem to have carved out a worthwhile niche. Rounding out today, while everyone is careful to acknowledge that Apple CEO Tim Cook isn't likely to retire imminently, and the decision about his replacement hasn't yet been made, there seems little doubt that John Ternus is next in the line of succession. An extensive new report from Bloomberg underlines this, describing both internal and external pointers to the company's favored choice. First, the report explains that the MacBook Neo is arguably Apple's most significant new hardware release for several years, and it was John Ternus, not Tim Cook, who was the face of the launch. Ternus headlined Apple's special experience for the press in New York City and also appeared on Good Morning America to talk about the MacBook Neo. This is the type of media appearance that historically Tim Cook has done himself. Meanwhile, inside Apple, Bloomberg says that Ternus has continued to expand his empire. Last year, he took control of a secretive unit developing robotics. He's also taking a bigger role in Apple's product marketing, sometimes personally editing copy for the website and product event materials. He has also become central to Apple's work to make its devices more environmentally sustainable. He's assumed oversight of key hardware and software design teams, making him the key liaison between Apple's design organization and senior management. In total, an organization chart in the piece shows five divisions who now report directly to Ternus: hardware engineering, hardware product design, product testing and management, home, audio, and robotics engineering, and the Apple design team. Ternus is also said to have a management and communication style very similar to that of Tim Cook, and to have a similar attitude of risk. Ultimately, though, the report says that Tim Cook seems content to leave everyone guessing for the time being. He hasn't shared his retirement plans with even some of his closest lieutenants, many of whom say change doesn't feel imminent. But still, when that time for change comes, John Ternus seems likely to step in. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.